Blackstone presents We Are the Crisis, a novel by Cadwell Turnbull. This book is narrated by Dion Graham. Pack Magic 1. Ridley Gibson, Lena Calvary, and Rebecca Vasquez, outside Boston. March 13th, 2026. 2 years and 4 months after the Boston Massacre. Start with the wolves. They leave the city at midnight, under the cover of darkness. Sleep is not a thing they worry about. They can ride their wolves until the morning, borrow energy from their strange well of magic. What they are worried about is the eyes on them, particularly the ones they can't see, the ones in the shadows, looking on at their break in routine. If it were before, they might have thought a straight, predictable life would protect them. But they know that's not true. Not anymore. Whether they decide to act or not, the world will eat them anyway. They wait until their hour is outside the city before they stop. Rebecca and Lena go inside to peruse the shelves of the small gas station convenience store. Ridley stands outside, looking at the highway. The cars speeding by as streaking lights. His senses are keener now. He can hear not just the cars, but also the scurrying of small creatures in the surrounding woods. The scent of gasoline fills Ridley's nose, someone fueling up at one of the service stations. A van is parked in one of the parking spaces a few feet from where Ridley is standing. The night sky is a comforting black. Ridley thinks comforting because all the light pollution keeps the darker places far off in the inky shadows of the surrounding forest. But Ridley can also see better in the dark now. He has become one of the creatures at home in the liminal space between comforting black and true darkness. The things that can eat him are deeper in that true dark. The van's driver's side door opens, and someone drops down to the curb. Ridley can only hear this person. He can't see them. Not yet. And only now does he realize the van's windshield is tinted so black he cannot see inside. The person comes around the van and walks sweetly up to Ridley.
You got a lighter?
The person's voice is smooth and high, a silky treble that shudders just a bit at its edges. Ridley shakes his head.
I figured since you were standing here. How old are you?
Ridley gives his age.
A young person like you probably doesn't smoke, right? You probably eat edibles.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?